Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Happy Sunday to you and to all of our listeners. It's so good to be back. So I want to thank you and Sean for covering for me. It's always good to have a day off, and I enjoyed myself enormously. So missed everybody last week, and good to see you again. As you said, I'm Chris Green. I'm the chief of staff of CHI Memorial Georgia and have worked here for, good Lord, like over 20 years now. As I get older and older, in a family tradition that goes back over 150 years, and it's a pleasure to continue to serve the residents of Northwest Georgia and Tennessee as well in primary care. As you know, I also work, in addition to CHI Memorial, work with Benchmark Physical Therapy, very thankful for their support as well of this community, and also LHC, that's Louisiana Healthcare Group, and I work with them through home health with Home Care Solutions. Have for many a year. They do a great job in this area, and also through their hospice branch, which is Heartlight Hospice of Dalton. And by the way, Home Care Solutions now has a branch both in Dalton and Ringgold that I work with, and of course Heartlight is based in Dalton but serves the entire Northwest Georgia area, and I can't wait to have them back on. It amazed me that there is such a misperception of hospice care and home health too in this area and what they can provide for the residents. And, you know, these companies I work with and many others are doing a great job in this area to serve all of the residents. And it's really a ministry, and it's just a pleasure to be a part of that. And I want to thank also, again, CHI and their support of our show, Ed, you and me, and their support also of the residents as they grow CHI Memorial Georgia. And I can't tell you everything that's going on and all the expansion, but let's just say it's going to continue to grow and expand, and the services will as well. So, you know, I'll see if there's anything to tell you guys about the expansion that I can reveal in just a minute, and I'll do that later in the show. But for now, Ed, why don't you tell us what's going on in your world and Nutrition World?
Thank you very much, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. We did celebrate our 40th anniversary last month, and we look forward to many more decades of serving Chattanooga. The way we do that is we certainly, and many people believe that we are nothing but a store that sells, say, vitamins. And, you know, we used to be that many decades ago, but we've actually now evolved into what we call a wellness center. And what we mean by that is embracing a staff and training and offerings that can empower any human to be healthier, to optimize their health through the system of education, choices, learning. And I have accumulated a staff now of 26 individuals, many of which have studied for many years on a personal and sometimes many professional levels to assist people. And, you know, we are certainly not treating medical conditions, but we are hugely connected to educating and filling a person's toolbox with the kind of options that is certainly evolving as far as knowledge. And I know that, you know, I have learned so much about other things about that I did not have connections with by being on this show with you, Dr. Green, because, you know, we all get locked into our own kind of world of and career where we tend to keep using and learning down the same path. But I think it's so wonderful to step out of the box on both sides, because I have leaned, of course, very strongly to the holistic nutritional type of life for my entire life. I started when I was 14, reading and taking supplements and eating and working out, and, you know, really have spent my entire career learning it. And I haven't spent that much learning your career. And I'm, you know, very blessed to have the ability, just like the hospice thing you spoke about. I've been able to help, you know, many people now with comforting them when they are coming in and they're saying, you know, they're on a season of their life where, you know, we do rent these bodies and they will eventually wear out regardless of how good we take care of them. Of course, I do believe we can buy ourselves 2 decades extra of quality life by the right choices and probably cut short 2 decades by the wrong choices. But, you know, like the hospice example, I have now been able to inform people that it's not a death sentence, that it is something that is extremely valuable at that season of life, and it's not dooming people. They can actually, don't have to give up hope, do they?
No, not at all. In fact, I was just thinking about something we did through hospice about a week ago, I believe. It's about improving their quality of life. I mean, reducing naturally suffering for anyone who is. But, you know, they serve the community in so many other ways. Around a week ago, Heartlight spearheaded something at, I think it was Morningside of Dalton, but, you know, wonderful facility there. But it was actually a ball for the residents. So, you know, a time to get together, to lift their spirits, feed them, music, dancing. So that is anything but depressing. That is actually fun. And I got to know a lot of the residents of Morningside, and they were fascinating people. I mean, one grew up fairly close to where my mother had grown up, so we had some great talks. I mean, that is, you know, part of that ministry, and it's lifting people up, improving their quality of life, and it's just a pleasure to be involved with people as good as Heartlight Hospice of Dalton. You also mentioned expanding your mind. I find that, you know, two types of people are in my office now, especially from knowing you and being on the show. Some that come to me that are extremely open to non-traditional medicine and have never opened their minds to traditional, but they're in my office because they either know you or they've heard the show, and they're willing to talk. And it's like one of the things that's been controversial for you and I would be, say, statin drugs. And so traditional medicine is a proponent of statin drugs, and non-traditional, for the most part, is not. But it's opening up that discussion so that people that are, say, great proponents of statins, but they wouldn't have considered non-traditional, are willing to consider both and vice versa. Those that would never consider are willing to at least talk about that. Mm-hmm. And it's for anything, whether we're talking hypertension or diabetes, or general health, immune support, whatever we're talking about, the conversation is now open and everybody's willing to learn. And the older we get, the more there is to learn. And I think you feel the same way.
Well, I think the magic word you spoke was having a true conversation and not anyone being polarized and taking egos and personal feelings into this place. This is a partnership. I think all journeys in health are. One thing I do want to mention before we get to the next segment, because we'll be talking to a guest, is, and I want to mention this a couple times, Nutrition World will be having what we call a gala, 40th anniversary celebration gala. It's going to be downtown at a beautiful building, and I want everyone who wants to be involved with this to go to nutritionw.com and go to events and look up the details of this, because there's going to be vendors, there's going to be appetizers, going to be food and dinner served by Vibrant Meals, which is a wonderful locally owned company that offers pre-done foods for supper and lunch.
I've ordered from them before.
Have
they
you?
Do a fantastic job, yes.
Yes, and you know, we sell them now at Nutrition World. We make nothing on it. We do it as a service because I know people want to have the option and ability to have healthy foods. And so this gala is going to be on March 30th, and it's going to be $20 to come, but it's going to involve us announcing this whole new evolution of this wellness corner that we are establishing. And it's going to be for the benefit of anyone anyone who is wanting to take personal responsibility for optimizing their health, their fitness, their losing weight, their mental status, because we're going to be involving many, many, many new practitioners and plans that are going to be so, so exciting. So under nutritionw.com, go to events and look up the gala and do sign up. I do want to talk later, maybe in the third break, about a place that I went to eat, and it is a buffet, which I am absolutely allergic to buffets as far as mentally, because most of them never, ever offer any really good, wise choices.
This is going to be interesting. I assume it's not Golden Corral.
No, but you'll be surprised. I ate there for several years, quit eating there, and I have not been back in a year and a half. I went back this week on Wednesday. Of course, then I went back again on Thursday and took my daughter, and we just had a wonderful time. It's already time for us to take a break from the first segment here, and when we come back, I want to be discussing with a gentleman I ran into who's a rep who travels the country, who's very, very experienced. And we've done this before, but it's a different angle on this, on mushrooms, not the kind at the salad bars. I'm talking medicinal mushrooms. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, I always am running across the most interesting people. It's one of the greatest parts of my career of being at Nutrition World for 40 years. And a couple of months ago, there was a gentleman, and we have a lot of reps, as you do, Dr. Green, I know, that come to your office.
Absolutely.
But ours travel a lot. Ours is generally very rarely are they local. And many of our reps, I would say half of them, it's more of a business or a career. And the other half, it is a passion. I'm talking an absolute lifestyle passion. Well, I met this gentleman. His name's Tobias. And we had an instant connection because we both value the power of nature and wisdom and nutrition and herbs and the earth, all these things that, you know, we used to be labeled the really crazies were people like us. And now we're kind of getting more accepted. So I want to welcome Tobias to Vital Health Radio. Good morning, Tobias.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Dr. Christopher. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me. Thank you for being on the show.
All right.
What we want to talk about, because you and I had this conversation face to face actually a week ago, and it is a topic we've covered one other time here, because I am so convinced that the medicinal mushrooms are the medicine, could be one of the most powerful medicines that this earth offers. And again, we're not talking the mushrooms on the salad bar, and I know that you're very well skilled on the conversation of this, because you've been trained by many of the experts of the companies that I value and I trust. So give me a little bit of feedback on, you know, or background for the listeners about this idea of mushrooms and why they need to really have this in their toolbox.
All right. So basically, the mushrooms that we think of are the fruiting body, and that's actually the end phase of the mushroom. The mushroom's been underground. They've been exchanging nutrients with the trees and plants for a long period of time before they actually bloom into the fruiting body. So a lot of the times the benefits of these mushrooms are hidden underground, or they're hidden in the log or the tree, so we aren't able to access them. But a lot of the nutrient companies are actually growing them on oats or brown rice or sorghum. Sorghum's a great grain-free source of mushroom growth. And what it does is it provides the protein for the roots. But it allows us to access the roots, and the roots have most of the beta glucans and alpha glucans are in the roots of the mushrooms. So when we take in a formula that has mostly mycelium in there, we feel this almost immediately. I have had so many reactions from basically giving demonstrations and coming across people that had things they were trying to address, like blood sugar or fatigue. Fatigue and stress are the easiest to kind of see people light up when they get, you know, something like the cordyceps mushroom or something like the reishi mushroom. It's fantastic to see people change in front of you and actually go, wow, that was so easy. All I did was take 1 milliliter of a tincture that had mycelium in it, and I'm able to feel the difference immediately. And then those people continue to come back. They use it, and they're like, I'm coming back to get more because that is just so fantastic.
I love that. And one personal example I can give is I climbed two mountains the 2 years previous in Colorado. They're called 14ers. One was Mount Quandary and one was Mount Yale. Myself and a friend of mine and his wife, Butch and Mary, they're in their 70s. We all three use cordyceps at the beginning and during the middle of that climb, because it was an all-day climb from about 6,000 feet to 14,500 and back down. And I truly have said this before, the cordyceps, I don't know for sure if I would have made it without the cordyceps, because it allowed my lungs to feel like they were double the capacity of breathing. And I had to take high dosing, about 4 or 5 pills, but they worked for about three hours or four. Then I took another dose. Do you find that true of yourself with cordyceps?
Most definitely. You get farther through your workouts. You feel the breath change in the way you take up oxygen with cordyceps. You are able to get farther through your exercise or your expedition or your workout with less strain and faster muscle recovery. So you're able to actually address the inflammation and fatigue of the muscles as you're doing it.
Yes, and it works within 45 minutes for me when I take the right dose. Again, the small doses I don't feel, the right dose, which is what we call the therapeutic dose. That's different than prevention, and people need to understand. They have to learn about these things. These are not, you know, everybody has a different body, and again, many companies make different potencies of these, so you have to be a learner in order to proceed. Now, lion's mane is an herb that I get a lot of free samples, like Dr. Green does, but I don't think he's the guinea pig. He's not going to be taking all, or I don't guess you'll be taking those samples you get, do you, Dr. Green?
No, we give those out.
Right, you give those out. With me, guess what I do? I take them first, and then I will give them out and advise, because I am the walking guinea pig of Chattanooga. So I took some lion's mane because, you know, the last person I talked to that was on your level was telling me the ability of that to stimulate my quick thinking and my mental status. Well, it happened that I had to give a speech that day or something, or one of my podcasts I'm doing. Incredible how the lion's mane stimulated my thinking. Do you find that also to be true?
Most definitely. I took lion's mane for about 2.5 years on a steady regimen of twice a day. And I was in an area where I was in a wet area that had a lot of mold and mildew. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize how much of a brain fog that I was in from this and how much it was affecting me. And I started taking the lion's mane, and it was able to make me clearly see what was going on and helps me get through the day every day. And I did want to mention, you noticed, you mentioned the caps. And so capsules actually take about 30 minutes to work, 30 to 45 minutes, depending on who you are and your metabolism. But the tinctures that you take will work in 2 to 5 minutes. So if you needed to get a quick a lift before your exercise or your expedition, or you needed to get some memory support and some cognitive support of the lion's mane before you do your talk or have to do any studying, you'll actually get more done. You'll retain more of it with lion's mane, reishi, and cordyceps in your body, because those are the three brain mushrooms.
I love the fact that you said tincture. And, of course, for people who don't understand that, it is a liquid version that is prepared properly. And, again, the devil's in the details. You have to have companies that know what they're doing. We, you know, in every line of products, I don't care, from automobiles to cell phones to nutritional supplements, you have to get the good stuff, because there's so many people out just for profit, they'll cut corners. Now, the last thing I want to say is, and I know on my Facebook, and I don't know if you saw this, Dr. Green, but I was actually up in the woods last weekend, and I found some turkey tail on these logs that were growing, and I took a photo of me next to the turkey tail, and it's on the Nutrition World Facebook. Tell me about a minute thing about turkey tail, because it's actually one that I need to learn more about. And then after that, I want you to kind of touch on, I think for Dr. Green's sake too, and everyone's, you know, what does a person need to consider if they're using, you know, being treated for medical conditions and using drugs. But right now, turkey tail, give me a quick summary.
Okay, so turkey tail is all about digestion, antioxidants, and nutrition. And it is it's basically a prebiotic that fertilizes the probiotics in your body. So it's actually helping the probiotics establish, which is helping the microbiome be more healthy and more robust. And it basically is a non-soluble, you know, a prebiotic is a non-digestible plant fiber that's in your probiotic or your prebiotics that will fertilize your probiotic. Mm. So it's fantastic for all kinds of gut issues. Anybody who has digestion issues, it's great to take the turkey tail. You'll notice a difference. It's great for both women and men's health. You'll find all kinds of articles out there on it. It's one of the most tested mushrooms and researched mushrooms publicly that you'll find. It's fantastic for recovery from major setbacks. Anything you have that you're trying to overcome, turkey tail is amazing.
You know, Tobias, I like something that Ed was saying. He brought up a good point. So in my field, in traditional medicine, we see a lot of drugs that interfere, say, with blood pressure, glucose control, you know, diabetes, or blood thinners. Is there any caution you may have for people that are basically having hypertension or diabetes or they're on blood thinners or any other specific medication, antiarrhythmics, if they're going to consider mushrooms?
Not really. There are very few. Some people will have other different reactions, so everybody's different. But for the most part, if you have a blood sugar issue and you're on blood thinners, it'll actually help you go the other way to help balance the system to recover faster so that you can wean yourself off of those things and do it from a whole food standpoint versus a prescribed standpoint.
Yeah, and I was looking all these up on a different website while we're talking. I wasn't seeing any cautions, but, you know, it's nice to have an expert on the phone.
Well, and I love your definition of create harmony again and create balance, because that's, you know, that is the goal of what I try to educate people. If the body is in a system of balance, we can stay healthy for almost the majority of our life. What creates ill health is poor homeostasis and out of balance and out of rhythms, and then everything starts crumbling at that point. So, you know, mushrooms are not the cure-all, but it's another one of those things in the toolkit that I think we all need. And, you know, I go through periods where I take them as a support and medicinally, and other times I don't. I am right now taking it because we're going through this terrible epidemic of, you know, flus and stomach bugs and all these other things. So I'm trying to optimize.
And rain.
Yeah, with all this rain, and then the rain, you know, in my opinion, rain makes every house more moldy. I don't care if you don't have mold, and that's going to create more issues. So, you know, I guess in summary, you know, for a person, let's just say, you know, they're just kind of really excited. How could they learn more if they want to learn more? Do you have any recommendations? I know they can come to Nutrition World. I have 26 employees, and I would say, you know, I don't expect all my employees to be an expert on everything, because we have 11,000 products at Nutrition World. No one can be an expert on 11,000 products. So I have people who are experts on one category, another one on another category. I have probably four people who really are skilled with mushrooms. But if their listeners are out there, what do they need to, how could they access something else for information?
Sure. PubMed is a great research tool. There's a book called Mycomedicinals that's fantastic. Google Scholar will help you pull up the white pages on a lot of these studies that have been done. And just know that, you know, using one mushroom, it's like having an instrument play your song, because it's an adaptogen. So it's like your favorite instrument playing your song. Using a couple of these mushrooms is like having a band play your song, and using a full variety of these mushrooms, it's like having an orchestra play your song, because they will go in and they will seek out what you have going on. They will tune your body to your frequencies and your harmony, and they will help your own homeostasis and your own microbiome reestablish.
Oh, that's just lovely, Tobias. I love the way you said that. And being in tune, emotionally and physically, is the goal of holistic medicine. And it's the goal of all medicine, actually. I just think that we, you know, in my world of conversations, I just love the options that we have. They're so incredibly safe. And, you know, it is something I will do as a support more than I do as a treatment. So I really encourage people to work at building a supportive structure with nutritional supplements, food, addressing their sleep, their stress management, not waiting for the crisis to hit and then think they're going to find the magic remedy in any world. I don't care if it's mine or the mainstream medicine. Thank you, Tobias, so much. It's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. We've got that. And with Dr. Green here and Ed Jones, please stay with us. Thank you.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have such a wise guest that has vast experience in the same kind of world that I certainly have been in my entire life, which is, you know, nutrition, functional medicine, health and healing. And before I introduce him, I want to talk about, you know, in nutrition world, probably a day does not go by, and I'd say with Dr. Green it may be the same case, of a conversation where someone has either been diagnosed or has had long-term issues with what we call autoimmune issues. You know, I have people many times, like they might come in the store and they say, does glucosamine help arthritis? And I'll say, well, there's a lot of studies that show it does, and we have a lot of feedback from people who say. But then if they didn't tell me before, they say, yeah, I've got rheumatoid. Well, rheumatoid is a different type of arthritis. So is lupus. That's a different kind of disease, and we could go fill a whole page with this. And it's where the body's own immune system sees its healthy cells as enemies, and it's attacking it due to a variety of reasons. And I will have to say that it's a difficult conversation because it's not super easy to, you know, really educate people on why did this happen and what can you do to help you to journey through it. And I know in the traditional world, there's plenty of medicines that cut off the immune system's attack, but that's really not fixing the underlying issues. So today we have with us Jim LaValle, who's a clinical pharmacist, naturopathic doctor, author of 20 different books, and I've spoke to him before, and he's just a true walking encyclopedia. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Jim.
Oh, it's great to be back.
You know, what do I, and again, I mean, speak to both of us, Dr. Green and myself. A person comes in and they're wanting to be educated and they've had a diagnosis. The diagnosis is some form of autoimmune. And they're, you know, trying to not use medicines if they can prevent it. And they're trying to actually think along the lines of what can I do to help my body heal itself? What is some of your takes and experience on that conversation?
I think this is one of the hardest things for people to cope with, because it really demands that they change their lifestyle. When people have autoimmunity, there's, you know, a lot of times what's popular right now is we go, well, it begins in the gut. If you look at, you know, the research coming out of Harvard from Dr. Fasano and the thought that when the gut becomes more permeable, or the popular term is leaky gut, that sets up the environment for your immune system to start to become reactive to both certain foods that are high in lectins, so things like gluten and dairy and corn and soy, but also you could start to become reactive to other foods that would throw off your immune system. But in addition to that, when your gut gets permeable or more leaky, when you get exposed to environmental pollutants that then also that would normally be processed, you know, when you take them in and kind of, get rid of them, they start to be able to, get into circulation. And then as the blood-brain barrier gets leaky, as the endothelium or the inner linings of the artery get leaky and the gut continues to get leaky, we start to hold on to some of these things and can't process them. So that's the first thing, is that a leaky gut is associated with autoimmunity. The other things I'd like to just quickly point out is that your genetics can have a difference. There's something called HLA gene SNPs. And if you have what's called the DQ2 or DQ8 HLA gene SNPs, a lot of people don't realize this. If you eat wheat, you would be at a 100-fold risk of developing type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disorder. We think of rheumatoid, we think of lupus, we think of multiple sclerosis, but don't forget about things like type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune event, autoimmune thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune event, which I'm seeing tons of nowadays in our clinic. I mean, we see, autoimmune thyroiditis virtually, there isn't a day it doesn't go by. So there's your genetics, there's, getting a leaky gut. Well, how do I get a leaky gut? You could be under a lot of stress. So when you're under a lot of stress, you release a lot of cortisol, and through a series of kind of biochemical reactions that go on with day in and day out stress over and over and over, could be months, could be years, it sends that signal for the gut to get leaky. So stress can do it. You could be exposed to things like environmental pollutants. Glyphosate is kind of hot topic now. I mean, we've been talking about the problems of pesticides for 30 years, but it's kind of the hot topic du jour today. Environmental pollutants. And then, of course, even drug therapies. If I was on extensive amounts of antibiotics over a long period of time, or on corticosteroids, even though it's used in autoimmunity, it could still end up breaking down your gut and causing problems over the long haul. So, basically, when you think of autoimmunity, I like to think of it as a combination of, it's a part of the plight of modern man, right? We take in way more chemicals, we get under way more stress, we don't eat the foods we should eat, we don't exercise the way we should exercise, and then our immune system is now in revolt against us, and it's tough. So That's kind of my, the down and dirty on autoimmunity.
Yeah, it's great explanation, because it is a very, very confusing and frustrating issue for the majority of anyone who has it, because the approaches that are being taken really never look into the system to see how do we fix that. They're looking into putting a big piece of tape on the red light on the dashboard. For those just tuning in, we are talking to a clinical pharmacist, naturopathic doctor, author of 20 books, Jim LaValle, on the topic of autoimmune. And you just said something that, of course, is key to me, the gut lining, because the gut itself is the big orchestra director of the immune system. And when the gut is dysfunctional, almost anything can go wrong. We have had a great interview on leaky gut on my other podcast called The Holistic Navigator with a nurse practitioner on the protocol to really help fix that. But one thing I want to ask you about, Jim, is I know at Nutrition World, when a person comes in and they're looking for a product, which I'm not a person who believes that we should have a single product for a single cure, is not my philosophy. However, we got to, educate about options. And there's very few, almost nothing in my 11,000 products at Nutrition World that I can talk about that can help balance the immune system. And when I say balance, and you can explain it better than I, part of the immune system of autoimmune is it's confused, and we need to maybe lower it. We may need to rearrange its education. But ModuCare is something that I have had faith in off and on for, I know, 20 years and maybe longer. Tell me a little bit about ModuCare and Dr. Green, please.
And actually, let me jump in real quick and say I'm interested to hear this, too. We do see a lot of autoimmune disease, and frankly, I'm not a rheumatologist, so I don't treat that much. But like you said, the actually quite effective treatments also blunt your immune system, so you are prone to infection. I mean, there are a lot of potential complications, even though they also work well and give the patient a lot of relief. We do see some active thyroiditis, Hashimoto's and whatnot, but usually we're seeing the sequelae of that. We're looking at treating the hypothyroidism from years past after they've had it. But if there are some ways to help to treat these things, I mean, patients are always asking that. I think I and the listeners are also interested, Jim.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, well, I got to tell you, MagiCare is one of the first things I do. I mean, it lowers. There's a measurement in blood called TPO, or thyroid peroxidase, and then thyroglobulin antibodies. So when I combine that with putting people on an elimination diet, I combine adding MagiCare, I see a dramatic, and this is if they don't have Epstein-Barr titers or something like that. If they're short of that, we will see significant drops in their blood values or their antibodies to their thyroid. So that means their immune system's not attacking their thyroid. So MagiCare, I actually got the pleasure to go to South Africa where it was actually researched and invented. It was a Dr. Patrick Buick, who actually was looking for an HIV cure. Interesting, right? He's looking for HIV cures in Africa because they just don't have the money there. They need to find a cheap way to treat an indigent population. So MagiCare is called a plant sterol and sterolin extract. So sterols and sterolin. So you hear of sterols and you think, oh, it lowers cholesterol. That's a sterol ester. So when you hear of Benecol butter, that's a sterol ester. That's for cholesterol. That does not affect your immune system. You need sterols and sterolins. That's MagiCare. It's the only one in the world. And what they did was their plant fats and plant fats that have a little called a glucoside, a sugar molecule attached to it. And what it does is it literally is food for your immune system. And when they gave this in the HIV population, they went, holy cow, it brought down their viral titers. Their immune system came back. Then they started doing research on allergy folks. Oh, my gosh, their allergies went down. Then they gave it to people with arthritis and their mobility scores improved. So what they started to see was this modulation or balancing of what's called the Th1, which is the side of your immune system that makes T killer cells and natural killer cells and helps you fight viruses and colds off, and Th2, which is the inflammation side, the side where you develop an allergic response or an inflammatory response, which is a natural response. We should have it. But the problem is when the inflammation response never gets turned off, then you start to do what's called a Th2-mediated autoimmunity. So there's a balance between attacking something and then turning on your immune system in a chronic inflammatory path, and which can lead to a lot of things like food allergies and environmental allergies and attacking your own tissue. So when you take MagiCare, which is a plant, you basically got to eat 8 pounds of plants to get enough in you to take MagiCare. Nobody's eating 8 pounds of plants today. That's probably part of our problem. Nobody's eating enough vegetables. But the point being is when you take this plant sterol and sterolin, dramatic effect. It is food for your immune system. And then once again, clinical trials behind it to show its benefits.
Wow. And, you know, that's what Dr. Green and myself are so impressed with is, you know, we're not just talking about it, some ad and some one little study done. I've looked in and out of it for years, and it is impressive. So what does a person, I'm sitting here looking at your Facebook too, Jim, and I mean, we could talk for hours, you and I. I love the fact that I've started intermittent fasting this year for the first time ever, and I was really skeptical, and it's done so much for, I think, my immune system. And I also talk about, and I'm really just ranting here, I always speak to people with autoimmune saying, in my 40-year history, I really believe that sometimes emotions and trauma that are being withheld in the body is part of the mechanism of what's happening. But again, we go back to MagiCare is not going to really affect emotions. But I just want to bring into the conversation that there is not a one pill fix all. But for those people who are having these autoimmune issues, they want a non-toxic option. It's huge that they investigate this thing called MagiCare because it's not that expensive and it is totally safe. Is that correct? I mean, very few contraindications.
Well, it's just a plant fat. So it is incredibly safe for someone to try. And once again, I just want to emphasize, I think you're bringing up something really important. I think that, chronic stress either due to work or home or events that have happened in people's lives does end up creating a problem for individuals, and they have to work through that. I think that really assessing their lifestyle. You just mentioned intermittent fasting. I think one of the biggest problems we've got is people eat too much, too often, too long. They eat the wrong foods. They eat them at the wrong time of day. They don't exercise, and they don't get enough sleep. So, if we're worried about, I get real technical, right? That's pretty simple. So you've got to be willing to take on, I need to make a change. I don't want to go do my 45-minute workout when I get done at the end of a long day after seeing patients or writing a book or going up and, lecturing, docs for an eight-hour day. The last thing on my mind that I definitely want to do at my age. I mean, I competed and, went to the U.S., was qualified for the U.S. Nationals in bodybuilding. I mean, I got it. I love training. But you know what? When you're almost 60, I'm thinking, well, maybe sitting on that couch might not be so bad. But guess what? You got to get out there and make a change in your life. And that means you have to get motivated, because nobody's going to motivate you better than yourself. And MagiCare, if you have an autoimmune condition, you really can get your health back. You can start to pull back some of that function you lost. I mean, I see it with people all the time, whether it's their rheumatoid arthritis or their MS, and they've got optic neuritis, they're getting nerve pains, and you can change that model. But it means typically, get on a great dietary supplement plan. Feature something like MagiCare. Don't forget about great probiotics. Human strain probiotics, really important too. Since we're fans talking about Wakanaga products, MagiCare and Kyolic, their human strain probiotics, Kyodophilus, once again, another heritage, I think, ingredient in the marketplace that's been studied in humans, and their human strain 4 that have a big impact on your immune system. I think that these are great things for people.
Wow. You are a true inspiration. And you know what? We've had the longest interview we've ever had on Vital Health. And thank you, Jim, so much. It's time for us to take a break. And we've got a lot more to come for Dr. Green and myself, Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my good partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate the kind introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app. So, what a week this has been. Definitely for me, maybe for some of you as well. We're going to be talking about that elusive search for peace that we are all looking for. I want to actually start with a quote from a young pastor that I like. His name is Francis Chan, from his book, Crazy Love. True faith means holding nothing back. It means putting every hope in God's fidelity to his promises. So that's something that certainly gives me peace and hope. But let's move to a couple of verses right now. And by the way, if you've never listened to Francis Chan, I would encourage any of you to do that. That's C-H-A-N, Chan. First is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Next, Psalm chapter 61, verse 2. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I've heard some comment on the Philippians verse stating that we shouldn't have anxiety in our lives. What I see is that Paul is telling us what we should do when we are anxious. Stress and anxiety are unfortunately part of the human condition. However, what we should do with anxiety is a question people have been trying to answer for ages and is something we struggle with to this day. I see a few key points in that passage. Our joy is not dependent on our circumstances and can be independent of our situation. This freedom is found only through Christ, and in addition, consider your situation in light of your entire lifetime. That new point of view may change your feelings about your situation. That passage also encourages meditation and prayer as we tell God everything about what we are stressed. Just tell him what is on your mind. There is absolutely no magic formula here. We just tell God everything that is in our hearts and on our minds, remembering to thank him for that peace that results out of that process. He is always faithful and will do exactly what he says. So there you have it. Peace is possible, but we do not reach that goal alone. Peace is not the absence of problems, but the restoration of what was broken. Only God can heal us from the inside out, taking the broken and making it new again. Let me close with a couple of words from Jesus himself, from John chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. A message that I know will be of assistance to many people who are tuning in. And, you know, one of the questions and one of the things we always talk about as far as eating and food is where do we eat at? And I'm certainly...
And I haven't done anything really interesting for several weeks. I'm just cooking for myself. So it's good. I mean, I'm trying to get back, you know, while the listeners are here, I've had my Ed Jones Nutrition World Shake, which you can find on nutritionw.com, by the way. And I've made my own Dr. Green tweaks. I'll have to tell Ed about that off the air to see if he approves one day. But I've had to do a few things on my own. But I'm trying to eat a little more healthy. But have you found any place you like? A new place, maybe?
Well, and I commend you and anyone who has the capacity to cook and fix foods at home, because I don't, and someday I will, but I work 6 days a week and just simply I'm not going to put the effort out. So I have to eat out. And you know what? I have learned not to be a perfectionist, but I've also very strongly connected with doing the very best I can, given the circumstances of life. So there was and I have to eat at regular restaurants. You know, we don't have a place like Atlanta, when I went down 2 weeks ago, I think it's called True Foods. I mean, I'm so jealous when I go to big cities like Atlanta or any other state, because they have foods that ring my bell, you know, the organic and the properly prepared. And, you know, they don't use crap like MSG. They don't use margarines. They don't use canola oil. They don't, you know, they actually know what food is and the importance. But many people in this town don't. And I give restaurants a hard time for that. But
maybe it's time for the Nutrition World restaurant.
Oh, well, no, I would be a dead man. I cannot do anything else, but it's a great idea. What it's time for is my vocalization about my frustration, and hopefully someone will listen, because I actually did this on social media about 2 weeks ago. I ranted and raved about why in the, and I said, H-E-L-L, does everyone open restaurants here? They always involve burgers, fries, wings, pizza, and Mexican. You know what? It's time to open. I went to Farm to Fork 2 days ago on a Thursday night in the pouring rain. There was probably 500 people eating. Open a restaurant that people want, which is a little bit closer to real food. Okay, I'm done with that rant. Where I've been eating,
And it's a perfect place. Chattanooga really is the perfect place for that kind of a restaurant.
It's perfect. And people want it, but yet no one seems to understand in the business sense that this is what they want. And they could do it, and they would they would have trouble with too much business, not enough business. So, but the place that I ate at, and I had missed it for about a year and a half, because it is that normal, if you drive past it, a buffet, it's country, it's, you know, probably very low quality. Well, it's not health food, but Jenkins in East Ridge. Have you eaten there?
No, not that I can recall.
They've been there 25 years, I guess, and I was eating there two or three times a week. Somehow, I just quit, and I didn't think about it. My daughter, Katie, and I were talking this past Wednesday, and she was like, oh, Dad, where can we eat that's different? I want vegetables. I want vegetables. And I said, well, I hadn't been to Jenkins a year and a half. Well, I go back there Wednesday. Well, it was so good, I went back Thursday. Can you eat terrible there? Oh, yes, you can, because they got like seven desserts and lots of bad food. But they also, what I eat there every time I go is this: baked chicken, the best black-eyed peas on earth. I take my own olive oil in, because if you've heard me before, you have to have healthy fats with every meal. They don't have that because you can't get it out of dressings. It's all made with junk. So I take olive oil in a little bag so no one sees it. I pour it all over the lettuce. They have the most amazing vegetables, pinto beans, turnip greens, cabbage, and it's made really darn well. It would be made like your grandmother made it, because she wasn't a health food cook. She just knew how to cook good foods, and she did actually respect it. So I'm just a big fan of Jenkins in East Ridge. And one thing, the most common question I have been asked in the past 2 months, because I gave that keto lecture to a packed house of 80-plus people in January, and, of course, keto diets is what I lean toward, which is a high healthy fat, moderate in protein, and lower in carbs, is where can we eat in Chattanooga? Can you list the restaurants, Ed, that have options? And I'm going to write an article very soon about that. So I'm going to list all the restaurants. And
before, maybe we can put that on the Vital Health Radio website as well.
And I'm going to start posting a lot on Vital Health Radio, because I've actually just now got, it's my fault, but just
we'll probably put that on our Facebook page as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I want to mention one quick thing before we run out of time, is Nutrition World is going to have a gala, 40-year gala. It's actually a party. And it's going to be a whole lot of stuff going on. We're going to have amazing food, music, a vendor fair, a big surprise you don't want to miss, which is going to announce a whole new concept in personalized health and nutrition. And the local food will be supplied by Vibrant Meals, which is a phenomenal company. And we're going to have appetizers, and drinks will be from 6 to 7, and then dinner after that, and even dancing. So go to NutritionW.com under events. It's $20 to sign up, and you'll have your ticket. It's going to be at the Turnbull downtown, a most gorgeous place. Well, I hate to hog the whole time, Dr. Green, but that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and the website by Avalon. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For my buddy, Dr. Chris Green, from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.